The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray Aviana Barrientos. I've got Lexi Brinkley in studio with me as well as Ron Inserta and Barry Church. So great to have you guys in studio today. Should I just tell them and get it over with?
Yeah, I think you should.
I didn't have a lot of rest last night. And so, oh my gosh, thank you so much, Elfie.
I got your coffee. I got your coffee for you.
You're such a sweetheart. You're a treasure.
Thank you. I brought like three different kinds of stevia because I didn't know what you take with it.
You're so sweet.
Do you like turbinado sugar?
I do like turbinado.
I got that for you too.
That is Elfie Coy from the Russ Martin Show. Oh my gosh, you guys, you're funny. You're funny. Thank you so much. Yeah, I had 2 hours sleep last night. So I've never met Barry Church before, who is an American football strong safety for the Jacksonville Jaguars. And guess what I called him? What? I said, "Hi, Chuck." Chuck Berry. Can you believe I did that?
I look exactly alive.
I know. The same.
Chuck isn't Barry. Even alive.
There you go.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. Well, thank you. You want to sit down and get on the mic? You're welcome to.
Take a seat.
Thank you so much. And so he made me.
Would you like some coffee?
No, thank you. Okay. Appreciate it, though.
You need all the stevia, or should I take it with me?
You know what? I like it black. I'll take it black. Okay. Black and strong.
Good. Oh, hey, Chuck.
Like Chuck.
Right on cue.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Elfie Coy, thank you so much. He's such a sweetheart. He's always given us all kinds of treats. But so good to have you guys in studio today. It really is. We're going to be talking about training and diet in the NFL with because you got it's in my head now. Okay, so with Barry Church and Ron Inserta. Ron has over 10 years of experience as a strength and speed coach working with hundreds of athletes from all around the world, from the NBA to the NFL. The PGA and the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu team. What's that like?
Oh, which one?
All of it. Jiu-Jitsu. Incredible. Are you belted?
I'm not. We have.
Is that how you say it? Do you have a belt? Yeah, are you belted?
Yeah, I have a belt. Yes. So we have a really successful Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu school that's led by Alex Martins, who Alex actually just got ranked number one in his division.
Really?
Yeah, very highly respected, very incredible human. And so, it's actually quite an honor to have a guy as high level as Alex.
Yeah.
Operating inside the facility.
He's inside your facility?
He's inside our facility.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's awesome.
So, yeah, on top of Alex, I've got several other highly ranked Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu athletes, very high respected athletes. So it's really neat to work with those guys. They are... guys like Alex, guys like Joao Gabriel, Marcus Antolante, they're all big names here in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
They all have quite established achievements behind them as well.
Well, let me ask you this, we're just opening the show with this. What do you do different, do you think, than what everybody else does out there?
Ooh, my trade secrets, huh?
Yeah.
What I do different is I individualize based on the athlete's needs. I don't have a cookie cutter program that I just apply to all of my athletes. And I'm very careful and calculated with each one that comes in because they all have special needs.
Well, yeah.
Right. And obviously, Chuck and I were talking about this morning.
That's never going away. That's your new nickname now.
It's very common for trainers or for strength coaches to get these awesome athletes and bring them into the gym and just go as hard as they can because of their athleticism.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not That's not how to reach peak performance. And I think a lot of people in the general population, whatever, Gold's Gym, 24-hour gym, whatever, and CrossFit, a lot of these people just go as hard as they can because they think that that's what they're going to,
right.
That's how they're going to get better. But monitoring the program, specificity in the program, and individualization is how we get there.
Do you guys do any yoga or ballet? I know that might seem like a crazy question, but I mean, I think about Chris Spielman. I think he was one of the first football players back in the day to like take ballet lessons, and everybody thought it was kind of cuckoo, you know. But what do you say to that, Barry?
I used to do yoga.
Did you?
A lot. Yeah, probably about year 5 or 6 when I got in the league. I was still playing for Dallas at the time, and me and my wife, we would go, you know, yoga all the time, pretty much like 3 or 4 times a week. Then I got with Ron here, and he has his feels on, you know, the yoga and everything like that, and I'll let him explain that. But once I got with him and I started doing his routine, my body felt, you know, 10 times better than when I was doing it with yoga. And I'll let him, you know, explain the differences, but not anymore. I don't do it anymore. But early in my career, yes, I did do yoga.
Well, let me ask you this. Who do you like better, the Jacksonville Jaguars or the Dallas Cowboys?
Would
you like?
Oh, man.
Stirring the pot early.
Well, you know what? The sports fans here, they want to hear it.
I got to go with Jacksonville. I mean, I went, the furthest I've ever been in my career as far as playoffs with Jacksonville, you know, last year. Went all the way to the AFC Championship. They're you know, totally two different organizations. You know, one's, you know, always in the limelight, and Jacksonville's kind of just kind of underdog team. But we make it work, and, you know, that kind of works for me. So I have to go with Jacksonville on that one.
What do you think about Cleveland Browns and
Baker
Mayfield? Okay, what do you think about that?
So we played Cleveland last year. My wife, she's from Cleveland. She loves the Browns, but they haven't been a great franchise in these past couple years. But they got a lot of talent this offseason. You know, they got the Jarvis Landry receiver. You know, they got Baker Mayfield as well. A couple running backs there. So I feel like that's an organization that's on the turnaround. They should cause some damage this year.
Yeah, I love the Cleveland Browns. I always have. I grew up in Buffalo, so it's not that far away. I'm a Bills fan as well. You know, that's a great thing about sports. You know, you have a team to get behind in the area of the country that you live in or not. You know, you can pick whatever team you want. I mean, Dallas Cowboys are America's team. Still not sure exactly what that means specifically, but I think they're all America's team. But it's so great to have you guys in studio. We're going to be talking about training and diet in the NFL and with both you guys. And we also have Dr. Elvin Dannenberg coming up. He is a doctor of dental surgery. We're going to be talking about gum disease and the relationship to the mitochondria. And I want to talk to him about that new charcoal toothpaste that just came
out. Everyone uses it now.
Everybody's using it. I don't know if it's good or not, but, you know, coconut oil, we know that is good for your mouth. What do you use, Ron? Do you brush your teeth with coconut oil?
Not with coconut oil. No, I stick to old-fashioned Colgate.
Colgate?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh! There's all kinds of chemicals in there.
Have you read the back of the tube?
You gotta toss the.
I said Colgate. Yeah, honestly, Jillian, I should be real honest, transparent. Jillian does all the shopping.
No way. Are you serious?
She uses. Oh man, she's
isn't that what a wife? Isn't that why you guys get married?
Because she
because she buys his toothpaste.
Yeah. So you don't have to worry about the toothpaste.
She does the toothpaste. She does the laundry detergent. She's very aware. One time she was washing clothes, and I had a really bad reaction, and I had to tell her. Obviously, she found out the hard way that I can't do the detergents with the
softener.
Whatever's in there, but I'm very allergic to it.
Yeah, you got sensitive skin.
Yes.
Oh man!
And so it's all the what are they called?
The phosphates, or I don't know.
Whatever's in there, I just can't do it. So
yeah.
So we have to go.
Your special detergent.
My special detergent.
Well, you know, I always love bringing my copies of Men's Health in here, especially when I've got guys like you in here and these crazy headlines. Your best summer body, flatten your belly, sculpt a V-shaped torso, and burn fat faster. Amazing sex tonight. The ultimate no weight workout. What do you say to that? No weight workout? If you're a guy?
No weight workout, not a chance.
Not a chance?
Not a chance. Not if you're looking to attract, someone to spend some time with. I think, what was the other headline? Have the ultimate sex tonight?
Ultimate sex tonight? Yeah, you're not doing that without weights?
If you're a male hoping to have ultimate sex tonight, you need to pick up some weights.
Okay, what about big arms now? Okay, so I'm not even opening it to this. How do you get big arms now?
You have to lift heavy.
You have to lift heavy.
Plain and simple. Bicep curls, are not the secret to big arms. You got to do the big bang exercises, pull ups, you know, chin ups, presses, dips. And what's funny is I tell guys all the time, you want bigger arms, you got to get bigger legs. You got to start squatting. You got to start doing deadlifts. That's the secret to bigger arms because of.
Yeah, I was going to say, how? How does that work?
It's the anabolic effect.
Interesting.
It's the anabolic. It's completely. So squats, deadlifts, you can lift a lot heavier weight than just bicep curls, right? And so there's a very strong anabolic effect that'll help you. Grow more muscle in
and
the upper
so
body.
Many guys forget their legs.
Oh my gosh.
Not everyone the NFL though, right?
No, you can't.
No, yeah, the NFL, you gotta, everything's in check.
You can never skip a leg day.
Yeah. Well, you know, ironically, again,
especially for safety,
you get a lot of guys going to the gym wanting bigger arms and they've got these little tiny legs. What they don't realize is that they're going to spend the rest of their life chasing these magic arms that are never going to happen because of their little bird legs.
What great advice. You know how many guys right now are magic going, wow, arms. I never knew that. Seriously, I've never heard a trainer say that.
Yeah, they can call me at, no, I'm just kidding.
I've never heard of that advice. Either.
Well, or make the connection between the two. That's awesome. Yeah. Well, we've got a great show coming up. We have Barry Church. He is an American football.
Chuck.
I'll just call you Chuck. A strong safety for the Jacksonville Jaguars and Ron Inserta. He has over 10 years experience as a strength and speed coach, working with hundreds of athletes from the NBA, NFL, PGA, and the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu team here in Dallas, and Dr. Alvin Dannenberg, gum disease. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
From the Talk Radio 1190 Traffic Center, here's traffic.
Consider this an invitation to relax and feel the stress melt away with a Sunlighten sauna. Sunlighten is the number one choice for home and commercial infrared saunas. Their 3-in-1 infrared technology allows you to customize each session to you. Naturally de-stress, detoxify, and be heart healthy. Relieve pain, purify your skin, and increase energy. A Sunlighten sauna is a place to heal, a place to reflect, a place to invest in you. Visit them at sunlighten.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H Hemp Company products. Search H Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's HM Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
It's time to turn back to nature and the wonderful plants that capture solar energy in a near magical way and then offer it to us so freely. Join Sun Warrior in our mission to renew ourselves, our minds, our bodies, and our world. Together, we can truly transform the planet one warrior at a time. Visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagazineonline.com. That's paleomagazineonline.com.
Hi, I'm Laravel Bundy for PETA. Every summer, thousands of dogs die from heat stroke after being left alone in hot cars. The inside of a car can reach 100 degrees in minutes, even in the shade with the window slightly open. Keep your dog cool and safe this summer. Never leave them in unattended hot cars. If you see a dog alone in a car during warm weather, call the humane authorities, the police, or do whatever is necessary to get the dog out. His or her life may depend upon it. Thank you.
For more information, visit PETA.org.
You're a real life fantasy, you're a real life fantasy. But you're moving so carefully, let's start living dangerously. Talk to me, baby.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Ron and Serta in studio with me and Barry Church, and I have a wonderful doctor on the line. It's Dr. Alvin Dannenberg. He is a doctor of dental surgery and is a periodontist, a certified functional medicine practitioner. He is an ADAPT trained health professional, which is athletic development and performance training. He's also a certified primal health coach. His GUM gum protocol based on evolutionary nutrition assists patients in eliminating unhealthy lifestyle routines and poor food choices by replacing them with healthy ones. So good to have you back on, Dr. Dannenberg. How are you doing today?
I am great, Bernadette. Thanks for the opportunity. I really appreciate it.
Well, we love having you on the show, and I love the article that you wrote in the recent copy of the Well-Being Journal, Bacteria, Mitochondria, and Gum Disease. So, you know, this affects a lot of people, so I'm so glad we're talking about it, because if you don't have a healthy mouth or teeth, you really can't have good health, can you?
Absolutely not.
Okay, so what is gum disease? What do you classify it as?
Well, gum disease is basically an inflammation and infection in the soft tissues around the teeth, which are called gingiva. And when this infection starts to progress, it can get deeper under the gum, causing damage to the bone structure of the jaw and eventually causing the teeth to be lost.
Wow.
That in and of itself is a problem, but once this infection can get into the bone structures and the blood vessels, it can become systemic, which is a real huge problem where chronic diseases can be affected by gum disease. Also,
yeah, you can have, can't you have like heart disease? You can get like an infection of your heart. I can't think of what it's called right now, but right?
Sure, absolutely. So the bacteria from gum disease can get into the bloodstream and create problems for any and every organ system.
Oh, wow.
But gum disease is not necessarily the sole source of this infection. It actually begins in the gut. And once the gut gets infected and it changes the immune system and affects the gum tissue and the bacteria in the mouth, you develop two nidus, or two areas of infection. One, the gut pouring infection into the bloodstream, and the gum disease pouring infection into the bloodstream through infected gum pockets around and under the gum tissue.
Wow. You know, that's, and you think about that, how important your gut bacteria is. And it's really very fascinating that we really haven't talked about, you know, your gut health, or your microbiome, only in the last, what? I mean, for mainstream America, like, I don't know, what, 4 or 5 years now?
Absolutely. And that's been the hottest topic in medical research, certainly for the last 5+ years, because it seems to be that all chronic diseases, it's difficult to say all, so let's say most chronic diseases, mm-hmm, originate with gut problems. And there are so many things that can cause gut problems, but once the gut has a problem with the bacteria, the normal bacteria overgrowing, and you got to understand there's like 100 trillion bacterial cells, and there's only 10 trillion human cells.
Wow.
So we're more bacteria than we are human cells. And once these bacteria get out of balance, then you have what's called gut dysbiosis, and that damages the gut lining, infiltrates the blood system, and terrible things can happen from there.
Well, you know, we talk about the mitochondria on the air a lot here at One Life Radio. A lot of people are still, you know, it's kind of hard to understand unless, of course, you're educated in that subject. So could you explain in simpler terms what the mitochondria is, and then the relationship between the mitochondria and gum disease?
Absolutely. So now you talk about the microbiome being a hot topic 5 years ago. One of the hottest topics today are mitochondria. So mitochondria are the batteries of the cells. For example, you have a flashlight. You turn the flashlight on. There's no light. Well, there's no batteries, so there's no light. So you put fresh batteries in the flashlight, and all of a sudden you have a bright light. But if you keep the button turned on, over a period of time, the light dims, and it's dimming because the batteries are getting weaker, mm-hmm. and eventually the light goes out because the batteries are dead. Those batteries are actually the mitochondria of every cell in our body. The only cells in our body that don't have mitochondria are red blood cells. Hmm. So every cell in the body literally needs to be plugged into an energy source to create whatever that cell is supposed to do for the rest of your body. And that energy source is created by the mitochondria of the cell. So some cells maybe have 100, 200 mitochondria per cell, and other cells that are extremely active, like muscle cells in the heart, for example, have over 2,500 mitochondria per cell. That's quite a number of electrical units per cell. Mm-hmm. And that those electrical units are critical. And when they weaken, they become dysfunctional, then those cells that they are supposed to be providing energy for don't do what they're supposed to do efficiently. And eventually, if the mitochondria really are so bad that they're dying, those cells die. Without energy, the cells die.
Wow. Well, so what are some of the causes of mitochondria dysfunction?
Well, several things can happen. When mitochondria produce energy, which is called ATP, they have a byproduct, which are basically free radicals. You've heard of antioxidants that supposedly neutralize free radicals. Mm-hmm. Free radicals can be good for the body, but an overproduction of free radicals is very bad. So if mitochondria are producing too many free radicals and they cannot produce enough energy to compensate or neutralize the free radicals, and those free radicals overtake the mitochondria, they become dysfunctional and can kill the mitochondria. But other things can kill the mitochondria or weaken the mitochondria. If they're not getting the nutrients from nutrient-dense foods that you're eating, certain medications that you take actually damage the mitochondria.
Yeah.
Certain foods will do that. Certain chemicals in foods that will do that. Heavy metals will do that. So there's so many different antibiotics will do that. There's so many different things that can damage the mitochondria, creating the potential for various chronic diseases.
Well, is there a relationship between gut mitochondria and gum disease?
Absolutely. So it's not so much the gut mitochondria, but it's the mitochondria in the cells of the gum tissue. So what happens is the gut, where bacteria get out of control, affects the immune system, creating a weakened immune system, and it allows other bacteria in the back in the mouth to become unhealthy or pathogenic. Once these pathogenic bacteria occur, they affect the gum tissue cells. So the mitochondria in the gum tissue cells produces energy to help the gum tissue cells fight off the bad bacteria. But if the mitochondria are producing too many free radicals, then these gum tissue cells can kind of go haywire, producing too many chemicals. They're not killing the bacteria, they're actually destroying the bone of the jaw. It's almost like an autoimmune disease.
Mm-hmm.
So the secret would be, if there's a secret at all, the secret might be that if we can produce a situation where the mitochondria that are maybe damaged can be restored to health, or maybe the excess free radicals can be reduced and neutralized, then maybe gum disease wouldn't occur, even if there's bad bacteria in the area. That's quite a statement, because even if you have bad bacteria, if you have healthy mitochondria and they're functioning properly, the disease may not occur. And there is science to show that.
Yeah.
That was published in 2016.
Well, is there a protocol for patients to help their gut mitochondria and gum disease and just improve their oral health?
Absolutely. So first of all, if you have gum disease, you have to have it treated, because once you have infection under the gum, it's like a splinter in your finger. If you don't take the splinter out, no matter what you do to your body, you'll still have infection around the splinter. So that's number one.
Okay, I'm gonna ask you, though, because I'm one of those people, I'm deathly allergic to all antibiotics. I haven't taken any in years. So for people like myself, is there a natural solution to getting rid of this infection?
Absolutely. So we want to support the bacteria in the gut. We want to support the immune system. And we want to try to heal mitochondria. spore-based probiotics have been shown to be the only probiotics that can that will be resistant to the stomach acid and the bile acids in the small intestine, so that they can actually repopulate and grow in the small and large intestines. And not only they regrow healthier bacteria, they stimulate your own bacteria to diversify and regrow and multiply.
Mm-hmm.
They also can heal the gut lining. And again, this is research that was just published by the University of Texas Medical School in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
So spore-based probiotics are phenomenal. High doses of vitamin K2 have been shown to repair dysfunctional mitochondria.
Really?
So take that in the gut, it gets systemic and it can affect every area of the body. So those two things are huge, in my mind, to help support your overall immune system and your overall health.
Yeah, and I know you believe strongly in flossing every day, and you say that this is one of the most overlooked oral health practices and yet may be more important than even brushing.
Brushing is important. Well, brushing is important. Flossing actually is important, but even more important than flossing are using little tiny brushes that clean between the teeth.
Mm-hmm.
They're much more efficient than just dental floss, and they clean right where the gum tooth margin meets.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where all the bad bacteria want to accumulate. There's two companies that make these, one called Gum, G-U-M,
uh-huh.
called TP, T-E-P-E, and there's a little silicone brushes that sit right between the teeth.
They're great. I remember wearing them when I had braces. I need to get some more. I forgot all about them. It's always so great to have you on the show. Real quick, can we talk about oil pulling for just a minute before we go to break?
Okay, I can do that because I am not a proponent of oil pulling.
You're not?
That'll surprise you. Yes. Any antimicrobial mouthwash that you use every day will kill bad bacteria, but all of the good bacteria. Oil pulling is fine if you use it for a short period of time, like a week to 10 days, if you have inflammation or something in
mm-hmm.
your mouth, you want to get it under control. But that I classify as any other antimicrobial mouthwash, and it's very unhealthy for several reasons if you use it, again, every day in your mouth.
Well, I brush my teeth sometimes with coconut oil. Is that okay?
And that's fine.
Okay.
That's fine. I recommend that. But if you use something that kills all the bacteria in your mouth, generally oil pull for like 10 minutes to 15, maybe even 20 minutes, you will destroy a tremendous amount of good bacteria. If you use it every day, the good bacteria can't grow back.
So good to know. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Dr. Elvin Dannenberg. Do you have a website that we can direct?
I do.
Okay.
I do. It's drdannenberg.com. It's drdannenberg.com. And also my publisher released my book in October 2017 called Crazy Good Living, which is available from any and Amazon and all those
things. Nice. No, I have it. I forgot that I had it. I ordered it back months ago, but I'm so glad you brought it up. And so thank you so much. Always a pleasure.
Thanks, Bernadette. I appreciate it.
All right, everyone. We've got more coming up with Barry Church and Ron Inserta. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Everyone knows that I'm a strong believer in the numerous health benefits of cannabinoids and CBD oils. As with any supplement, I always do my research and my homework to find the highest quality product on the market. That's why I'm so happy to announce our partnership with the H Hemp Company, founded by a group of the most experienced and respected names in the CBD community. H Hemp offers a line of innovative products that are all natural and tested for quality. Choose from flavorful oils, restorative body balm, and minty breath spray, all at affordable prices. And for every H Hemp product sold, the company makes a donation towards the fight against opioid and anti-anxiety drug addiction, an epidemic affecting millions of families across the nation today. H Hemp products produce a sense of calm, fight post-workout inflammation, and the company gives back to our community. What more could we ask for? Search online for H Hemp Company and use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. That's OLR for 20% off your first order.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker. This is my friend Benny. Before you buy cosmetics, personal care, or household products, you be sure they have not been tested on animals. Everything from floor cleaner to shampoo is poured into animals' eyes and down their throats. They suffer intensely. Some even go blind. The price is never right for products tested on animals. Visit PETA.org for a list of cruelty-free companies.
Hey, y'all, it's Bernadette. Oh, my gosh, I have some really good news to share with you. The H Hemp Company is featured this month in Cosmopolitan Magazine and GQ Online for being one of the top hemp products on the market. We always work extremely hard to make sure our sponsors are the best out there, and this is just validation of that. We knew the H Hemp Company was amazing, and now the rest of the world does, too. I encourage you to visit them at hhemp.com. That's hhemp.com.
Hello, I'm Allie McGraw for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Our animal companions rely on us, especially during a natural disaster. If you're forced to evacuate your home, do not leave your animals behind. Visit helpinganimals.com.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans. But they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem, Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education. And I wished he would come back, my snake. For he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
Love everything about you. You're imperfectly perfect. That everyone song's for you, Ron.
Jamming.
Oh my gosh. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Barry Church in studio with me and Ron Inserta. We are talking about training and diet in the NFL. Barry Church is an American football strong safety for the Jacksonville Jaguars of the NFL. That's the National Football League. He played college football at the University of Toledo and signed with the Dallas Cowboys as an undrafted free agent in 2010. And Ron Inserta has over 10 years experience as a strength and speed coach, working with hundreds of athletes from the NBA, NFL, PGA, and Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Ron's philosophy is simple: prepare the mind, fuel the body, train to win. And over the past 4 years, Ron has taken his passion for athletic performance and health to an entrepreneurial level and has built Oak Fit Dallas, an amazing 9,000 square foot sports training facility where hundreds of like-minded members, clients, and athletes come every week to take part in one of his many revered training programs. You can find Ron at Oak Fit oakfitdallas.com. That's oakfitdallas.com. And Barry, so good to have you in studio.
It's good to be here.
It's always great to have an NFL player and a pro athlete in studio, because you guys, you really get pushed to the limits, don't you?
This is true.
So what factors contributed to you being able to successfully play in the NFL for 9 years?
It was a lot of different factors, especially, you know, coming in undrafted back in 2010. Not a lot of undrafted guys make it, you know, past the first couple years. So luck had a lot to do with it when I came in. A lot of, you know, different things had to happen my way, you know, for me to be able to succeed the way I have so far. And, a lot of guys, you know, I had to take their spots. And, a lot of it had to do with just, you know, being talented, relying on my talent earlier in my career. You know, the first couple 5 years, it was more like a talent. I wasn't a big, you know, working on my body or working on, you know, the nutrients that go into my body and all that good stuff. I was kind of just, you know, I'm going to just focus on my talent and just, you know, hit the weights here and there and just let it ride and see what I can do with that. But as I got later in my career, you get older, you slow down a little bit. So you got to kind of, you know, take your body not for granted. And that's what I did.
Absolutely.
That's what I did kind of early in my career. I took it for granted. I ate all types of nasty foods and everything that wasn't good for you. And I ended up, you know, getting really badly injured. You know, I tore my Achilles.
Oh, wow.
I tore my Achilles back in 2012, I believe. And that kind of sparked this whole new thing with me as far as, you know, putting the great good stuff into my body is in order for my body to put out, you know, good production.
Yeah, and heal.
And heal. You know, I took a lot of, you know, the recovery process is huge with me now. You know, getting more rest and not, you know, just hitting the weights and staying up till 2 a.m., but, you know, hitting the weights and, you know, training, but also getting the rest I need for my body to produce, you know, out in the field. So a lot of factors went into it. But, you know, as I get into later in my career, more about the body and what I put into it is a huge for me right now.
Well, let me ask you this. You know, was the diet and training, what was it like initially when you were initially drafted, and how has it evolved since?
So when I first got in, me and diets, I mean, it was we were on the opposite ends of everything. I mean, I came in, you know, I'm eating, you know, French toast in a French toast crunch.
You weren't worried about your gut microbiome, were you?
Nah, not at all. I mean, I was eating, you know, cinnamon toast crunch in the morning before I go work out. Let me get a whole box, you know, everything. I mean, it was really bad. And then, you know, before I work out, let me just pop this Gatorade. That'll be fine, you know.
Yeah.
I really wasn't hydrating that well. But as I got later in my career, especially working with Ron over here, I've noticed that I started taking, you know, during and post workout shakes that help my body perform, you know, to the optimum levels. As far as, you know, breakfast and, you know, waking up in the morning, I've never done this before, but it's more of a meat diet. You know, I'm on my, you know, red meats or like elk or deer in the morning, combined with, you know, raw nuts, you know, cashews and all that stuff, not the seasoned type. But, you know, I've done that more as I've gone into this career and been working with Ron, and it, you know, my body feels 10 times better going through that. And I thank him for putting me through that. And it's kind of got me more focused on what I have to do to perfect my craft.
Yeah. Do you guys like focus on the quality of the meat too, being like not just grass fed, but grass finished?
Yeah, 100%.
100%. It's important, isn't it? It really is. So what are the biggest changes that you have made in the off season training to help boost performance this year?
I've done a lot of, like I said before, I was taking the pre-post and during, you know, workouts this off season as well. And also we've taken a lot of multivitamins and fish oil vitamins that help me focus throughout the workout and during the season. That's a big thing that was kind of missing in my game was, you know, for the first couple games, it was, you know, you're beginning of the season, you're excited about it, you're getting to it. But then as you go through the routine, it kind of gets boring and I kind of lose focus throughout the game. You know, after the first half is kind of, you know, great. But in the second half, I'm just like, you know, I'm kind of done with this right now. But what Ron has me on with these fish oils and multivitamins, it keeps me focused, you know, throughout the whole season, one, and throughout the whole game. Mm-hmm. And it keeps my level of production, you know, at a really high altitude. So that also carries on to my workouts during this off season. And, you know, I've been seeing the results. And it's a blessing almost. Mm-hmm.
Well, when you think about fish oil, I think I talked about with you this, Ron, during the break, the CBD oil. You know, guys like Marvin Washington, retired from the Redskins. Mm-hmm. He's a huge proponent of it, along with a lot of world champions like Gus. There I go again. I got Gus.
Gus.
No, Guy Mezger. See, I took the G and the M and I switched them.
He will be so pissed.
I know. Well, you know, it happens. But Guy Mesger, you know, he talks about that as well. Do you hear a lot of talk in the NFL about the CBD oil in the locker room?
Not at all. I think the first time I heard about it was with you today.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's fascinating. So what's your favorite cheat meal?
I got a lot of them. But
really? What's your favorite?
My favorite would have close your ears, Ron. But my favorite would have to be pancakes. Just pancakes.
That's not so bad. You can even make keto pancakes.
But I kind of
doubt it. Did you know that?
It.
Where they've got lots of coconut oil and stuff. I'm going to give you a recipe from this Simply Keto before you leave today. I am, because you can have healthy pancakes. Like, that's really healthy pancakes. They're delicious.
I like to douse my pancakes in syrup, though.
In syrup. Okay. Yeah. Well, there's where the sugar comes
maybe
in.
Maybe some chocolate chips.
And some chocolate chips. But that's not so bad. Is it, Ron, once in a while to get your sugar on? You know what? I bless me, Father, for I have sinned. Okay, so yesterday, you're not going to believe this. I was at the mall, so I had a half of a tuna witch sandwich and a couple of chips, and I sipped on the Coke. I had like three or four sips of Coke. I haven't had.
Was it so good?
It burned going down. It was so good. I haven't had it. So it's what I'm saying. I'm bringing that up because it's okay to do that once in a while, right?
You got to earn it for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. No doubt.
I actually encourage. I encourage my guys. Hey, go have your cheat meal. Go have your cheat afternoon, if you will. But you definitely have to earn it. When you're training as hard as as hard as Barry does.
Yeah.
You've got to have that mental and emotional distraction.
Just release.
Yeah,
just let
release.
It go.
Just get out.
Well, I didn't buy the Coke. It was my daughter's Coke, and it was on the table. So I said, you know what? I'm going to lose my mind here, and I'm going to take a sip of Coke and live crazy. But I had avocado on my tuna, too. So it's good. Okay, so what differences do you see in your body on and off the season, Barry?
During the season, since I've started going with Ron here, my body feels not as achy when I wake up. And I think that has a lot to do with my recovery and getting more sleep.
Right.
And all that stuff. But when I first wake up, a couple years past, it was, and I go, oh man, what is this? As soon as I touch the ground, my ankle might hurt a little bit, or some type of ligament here and there might hurt. But, these past couple seasons, and especially this last season, I felt, pretty great going into it. Getting out of bed with more energy.
Yeah.
I feel like I go into to practice, not, dreading practice, feeling half sleep, but going in there feeling, excited to work.
I can't even imagine what it would feel like to get your body beat up at that level of the NFL.
Yeah,
because I think everybody, as you're getting older, you have those mornings where you wake up and you're like, oh my God, I'm kind of stiff, or you have joint pain or whatever. But all great stuff. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to be talking a little bit with Ron Inserta as well as Barry Church. Training and diet in the NFL. Everyone, you're listening to One Life Radio.
Consider this an invitation to relax and feel the stress melt away with a Sunlighten sauna. Sunlighten is the number one choice for home and commercial infrared saunas. Their 3-in-1 infrared technology allows you to customize each session to you. Naturally de-stress, detoxify, and be heart healthy. Relieve pain, purify your skin, and increase energy. A Sunlighten sauna is a place to heal, a place to reflect, a place to invest in you. Visit them at sunlighten.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of HM Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from HM Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try HM Company products. Search HM Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's HM Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Hey y'all, it's Bernadette. Oh my gosh, I have some really good news to share with you. The HM Company is featured this month in Cosmopolitan Magazine and GQ Online for being one of the top hemp products on the market. We always work extremely hard to make sure our sponsors are the best out there, and this is just validation of that. We knew the HM Company was amazing, and now the rest of the world does too. I encourage you to visit them at hhemp.com. That's hhemp.com.
We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Hi, I'm Charlize Theron with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Almost all the puppies for sale at your local mall were churned out by breeding facilities called puppy mills.
Constant confinement drives the dogs mad. They are impregnated continually until they can no longer produce a litter.
If you choose a dog from the mall, a dog you could have saved from the pound will die.
Contact PETA to learn how you can make a difference at 757-622-PETA or visit PETA.org.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Ron Inserta in studio with me and Barry Church. I want to let everyone know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast and subscribe to our weekly newsletter. I think we're going to put a recipe in there for some keto pancakes. That's what we're going to do this week. We're going to throw one in there. But you can go to iHeartMedia.com as well to listen live from your mobile device or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors because they bring this programming to you. Great companies like Sun Warrior. You can get Sun Warrior at Vitamin Shop or put it in your smoothie at Smoothie King. Sun Warrior is a premium, all-natural, raw superfood company dedicated to providing the best vegan, plant-based protein powders and supplements. And the H Hemp Company, made only with premium hemp cannabinoid genetics, not hemp used for seeds, protein, or rope. Tested by third parties to ensure no pesticides, solvents, or other contaminants. Use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. And Sunlight and Infrared Saunas. I was in my sauna again last night, you guys. I did the weight loss button or mode or whatever it is. So you got weight loss, detox. I don't have my little cheat sheet here. Inflammation, cardiovascular. Oh my gosh, I got such a good sweat on. I felt like I really, you know, I don't know why the weight loss button, what it actually, you know, each one has a different infrared like range, if you will. You're over there shaking their head. Are you familiar with infrared?
I like Sunlight and specifically.
Yeah, they're good. They're really good
because
brand.
They have far, mid, and near. They
That's
have
what
all three.
I was, yes, yeah, they have all three.
They have all three, and they're one of the only companies that does.
Right.
As far as weight loss, cardiovascular, I'm probably going to call a little marketing BS. I'm not sure if there's too much of a difference.
Yeah.
Obviously, there is a difference.
Well, if your body's healthier, your heart will be healthier, and you'll lose weight because your mitochondria will be stronger at the cell.
True.
Right?
The powerhouse of the cell.
There's also some nervous system stimulus that you can get. I put a lot of people on infrared therapy. Protocols.
Yep.
For both detoxification, but also for athletic performance.
Well, I can tell you, like when I detox the first night, I've been sleeping a lot better than I've slept in a very long time, and I believe it's directly related to the infrared sauna.
Well, and so yes, so the detoxification will help induce better sleep, better recovery, and overall. I just spent some good amount of time with. A guy named Dmitry Klokov, mm-hmm. who got the silver medal in the 2008 Olympic Games.
Yeah.
Dmitry is just an animal. But one of the kind of secrets he was telling us about is their training program for weightlifting camp.
Mm-hmm.
They would work out twice a day. They would do their first workout in the morning. Then they would go do sauna.
The infrared sauna.
Infrared sauna.
Yeah.
They would go use sauna, and they would come back and do their training again. But that was part of their secret is how they recovered. They got sauna and massage every day.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you, I feel so much better. I can't wait for you guys to try it. And, you know, the sunlight and infrared saunas are the best out there. I believe that they are.
Yeah.
And they're beautiful, too. Ladies, they're aesthetically so pretty. Like, I found myself, like, almost dusting mine last night to make sure nothing was... So it looked beautiful. It's got the beautiful glass doors. It's so nice. But so great to have you guys in studio. If you're just now joining us, Ron Inserta has over 10 years of experience as a strength and speed coach, working with hundreds of athletes from the NBA, NFL, PGA, and Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Barry Church is an American football strong safety for the Jacksonville Jaguars of the NFL. And love this guy. So friendly, so nice, a pleasure. I like you because you laugh at all my jokes.
They're funny.
So we're talking about training and diet in the NFL. What is the number one thing that you want people to know?
For training?
Or yeah, for training. Training in the and I mean, we all want to train like we're in the NFL. You know, we really do. We all want to be champions, if you will.
I think people need to identify where they're at first.
Identify where you're at.
Identify where they're at. So the four rules, I mean, it's basic, it's easy. You have to understand recovery, which, you know, what we just talked about, the sauna there. You have to understand recovery because you can only train as hard as you recover, right? If you go in 7 days a week and train as hard as you can, your body's never going to adapt because it's never going
to
recover.
That's a great way to think about it. Yeah. You know, again, you bring another thing to light. You can only train as hard as you recover.
Yeah.
Is that something that's taught in the NFL, though? I mean, don't they, like, make you guys just, you know, just train like crazy and maybe don't give you as much recovery as you might need?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they might mention it here and there, but, yeah, I had to learn the hard way. And, you know, finally I realized, like, the more you, like Ron said, the more you recover, the better you'll be able to perform. And that's something I take to heart now.
Yeah. Well, and so many retired athletes, you know, I often want to ask the question, is it worth it, what it does to your body? Is it worth it, you know? Because it's so awesome to be, I mean, to just a, I'm sure you love telling people, yeah, I'm an NFL player. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's definitely has its pros and cons. I mean, you know, some of the pros, you get to, you know, set up your family for, you know, however long. But then there's some cons to it. I mean, there's guys that are out there in wheelchairs now and, you know, can barely play with their kids who are, you know, 13 years old right now. So I think you just have to be able to take care of your body along the way and just make sure you get out at the right time. You don't want to be that guy that's, you know, playing 16 years in the NFL, but then, you know, a couple years after that, you can barely walk. So,
right. Yeah, you don't want that. Well, you know, training season starts in a few weeks, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And what are you doing to get him ready for that, Ron?
well, to be honest, everything that we've done, the week after the AFC Championship game,
yeah,
that's what's going to matter into this upcoming season. We have 6 weeks coming up, but if we just now started working together, it'd be too late. There's no way we can catch up.
Wow.
So we've already put in the work that is necessary to establish another fantastic year for him. And he actually so his team is one of the few teams that does strength testing. And that's how I validate everything that we're going to do in our program. He just came back and had phenomenal numbers. So I'm very confident that he's going to have a strong season.
Well, and that's another thing that you do so well. You assess, you evaluate, and you use it to build performance.
Absolutely. It's the only way. If you don't measure it, you can't manage it.
I love it. I do. Thank you so much. Always a pleasure to have you in studio. I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah, it's
and
so
you got
nice.
Your son here. I'm so glad.
Your old Finley's in summer.
I know. It's funny that in the summer, you always know it's summer because there's lots of kids here around iHeartMedia. Such a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Barry, thank you. Such a pleasure to meet you as well.
Thank you very much.
Lots of fun. Everyone, you know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.